This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In the midst of fire season, let's get an update on what's going on. Rachel Pope, Public Information Officer of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, obviously, fires going on. I guess first off, because I know I'll get the question, if I haven't already, somebody will say, okay, where is the smoke around Roseburg and the Umpqua Valley? Where is that smoke coming from?
You know, we had a wind shift, so the wind is coming in from the east. It's blowing in all of that smoke of those fires that are occurring on the eastern part of our state and also eastern part of Washington and Idaho. And so right now, we don't have any active large fires on the Douglas District on lands that DFPA protects. We do have that active fire in the Umpqua National Forest, the Castle Fire, that is burning. But predominant of this smoke is coming in from that east side.
All right. Now, let's see. Into fire season. Gosh, about 68 days already, huh?
Yeah, we're already in 68 days into the fire season. We initially started our fire season in the Douglas District on May 30th. And as you know, yesterday we increased our fire danger level and public use restrictions to extreme throughout our district.
Now, I was trying to think, we don't necessarily get to extreme every year, right?
Last year, we were in extreme about 4 days. The previous year before that, about the same. And so, you know, we take into consideration that triple-digit heat, the red flag warnings, and all of the limited fuel moisture and decreased relative humidity. When those variables impact the district, that's when we initiate that extreme.
So, talk about the season so far. How busy have you guys been?
So far, I just want to say thank you to the community. They've been doing their due diligence to keep our numbers low so far throughout this year. DFPA has responded to a total of 233 dispatch calls, and that was as of yesterday when I pulled that data on August 4th. We have suppressed and extinguished 51 total fires and limited the total fire growth to 88 acres. Those numbers are a testament to the quick reporting from our public, our detection systems, aviation resources, dispatchers, firefighters, and our partner agencies. That rapid initial attack continues to keep those fires small.
I've really noticed that on incidents I catch off, the scanner feed and having the ability to hear what's going on. You hear about a small fire, and it's not just send one person or one group. It's, you know, get the plane, get this, get that. You really are hitting everything hard.
Yeah, we are in what we're called automatic response. And when we're in automatic response, we engage with our engines. We're responding with our dozer, our air attack plane, and also our helicopter. And then all of our rural fire departments, municipal fire departments are also responding to those calls.
So far, what's causing these fires?
Right now, the leading cause of fires that we've seen in the Douglas District is related to equipment use. Of those equipment use fires, 15 have been motorist related. So that reminds us that vehicles themselves can become ignition sources. And so some of those starts have been contributed to parking over dry grass, dragging trailer chains, mechanical failures, hot exhaust systems, and driving into dry vegetation. The largest fire this season that we've seen so far, which was actually in Roseburg, and that was in shared response with Roseburg Fire Department, was 29 acres, and that was started by mowing.
And that fire was not that far, actually, just down Diamond Lake Boulevard from our building.
Yeah, it was close, and it was in the middle of town, and it was very visible and public.
And it was also close to things like a gas station nearby.
Gas station,
oil
air
tank.
Gas,
yeah.
10 down. It was in the middle of town near a lot of different industries.
Yeah, boy, that was one that did get everybody's attention. So extreme. People are wondering sometimes, what made it extreme? Why did you go to that level?
Again, we are having those triple-digit temperatures, very low relative humidity, critically dry vegetation, and that decreasing fuel moisture. They all are conditions that allow fires to ignite more easily, spread faster, and become much harder to contain. And these restrictions are temporary, but they're intended to prevent those avoidable fires before they happen.
So kind of give us the bigger picture, what we're looking at on a broader scope.
Right now, as of August 4th, yesterday, when I pulled all this information, information, the Northwest area, which is Oregon, Washington, Idaho, we're in preparedness level 5, which is the highest in the nation. We currently have 53 incidents that have burned over 2 million acres. Right now, throughout that Northwest area, we have 423 crews assigned to fires, 1,030 engines, 89 helicopters, 18,441 personnel that are all working on 50 uncontained large fires, and we have 18 complex incident management teams committed in the area as well.
What about Oregon versus Washington?
The last report that I received on Monday, Oregon has 32 active fires that have burned over 2 million acres.
Wow. And then what about Washington?
Washington has 16 active fires that have burned over 400,000 acres, and they have the top priority fires right now going on in Washington with a lot of resources allocated to helping those folks out there.
So the Pacific Northwest is kind of the epicenter of all this.
It is, definitely.
And so how many large active fires across the U.S.?
So throughout the nation, we have a total of 99 large active fires burning. The last total was 27,400 firefighters and incident personnel are committed to those fires across the nation. And we have one 15-member incident management team and 59 fireline management personnel that flew in from Australia and New Zealand that are assigned to help support the fires here in the Northwest area.
Ironically, it's like winter there, so they're not dealing with situations they have. So for the public, what should they be remembering? Here we are in the middle of summer and probably the hottest day of the year so far.
So we're in extreme. We have all of these fires happening around us. One is that smoke impact that we're all visibly noticing. Also, when we have a lot of fires going on, our resources are allocated to those fires, which limits the resources that we can draw from if a large fire does occur on our district. We are going to send everything that we have on it. Now that we're in extreme, we have early engines on throughout our district and later engines staying on too. And we are going to continue to attack fires through our IA rapidly, but be mindful and cognitive of all these other fires that are happening and the resources that are allocated there.
Now, in the midst of all this, we have the Douglas County Fair beginning in a few hours, and you guys are going to be out there.
Yeah, fire permitting, so fire activity permitting, will be at the Douglas County Fair beginning today, which is opening day, and that runs through Saturday. We invite everyone to stop by our Smoky Bear Den at the DFPA booth, and that's going to be at the Douglas Timber Operators Pavilion. We'll have educational displays, wildfire prevention information, some family activities, and an opportunity to visit with our fire prevention staff.
And I understand you've got kind of a special event later in the week.
Yeah, Saturday, our Smoky Bear is going to be turning 82 on Sunday, so Saturday we'll have a special celebration for him, and that's going to take place from 12 noon until 2 p.m. at that DFPA booth in the DTO Pavilion. And again, that's going to be fire activity permitting. If something happens and we need to respond, we might not be able to continue with that event. But hopefully, you know, community comes through and nothing happens and we're able to celebrate his birthday.
Now, do you actually have a cake?
No cake this year, but we will have cookies and we'll have a dance party too.
With Smokey Bear and a dance party. Let's think about that for a bit.
And fire prevention. It's a good thing.
Okay. wrapping up here, give us a closing thought.
As we move into the hottest and driest part of the summer, now is the time for everyone to be extra cautious. The restrictions currently in place are designed to prevent human-caused wildfires and protect our communities, our forests, and the firefighters responding across Oregon. We appreciate the public's continued cooperation and encourage everyone to stay informed. For the latest fire restrictions, fire danger information, and wildfire prevention resources, visit dfpa.net. And if you're at the Douglas County Fair this week, stop by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Stay safe, and remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm still thinking about a Smokey Bear dance party. Rachel Pope with the DFPA, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.